This is an audio recording of the reality management worksheet or wake-up sheet. The sheet itself and full explanation of the content in it is available at whyagain.org. Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice maintain that website and maintain an internet show called Mind Shifters Radio 5 days a week on Blog Talk Radio. The Reality Management Wake-Up Sheet. Reality Management. Reality equals any perceptual output constructed by my mind. A wake-up sheet to change your mind and change your life. This is the how-to of the true Aramaic forgiveness. Forgiveness is the tool for waking up from and changing my reality. The premise of this worksheet is that my essential nature, my human life, my very being is the energy of creation, the energy of love. To experience this, if you hold a newborn and you describe the energy you're feeling, the energy that you believe the newborn is, that's who you are. The goal of this internal forgiveness wake-up sheet is to empower you to remove fear and hostility and return to that awareness of the direct experience of your true nature as love, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long. 1A in the worksheet. I, fill in your name, who am love, am experiencing. Now I write your emotions in 1B. My emotion is blank. Use a separate worksheet for each emotion. Hostility and fear are from internal corrupt data and indicate my use of sustained incoherence. That means using a part of my mind and the thought process to create a pain or an emotion that's unpleasant, and then deciding to continue to use that process to end the pain or unpleasant experience. Anytime I'm in hostility or fear, it indicates my use of sustained incoherence to build a disturbing internal construct. When I deny that I am the one who has created this construct, it causes my carbon-based memory, which is simply the brain in my head, which can only record and play back information, it causes my carbon-based memory to displace my experience of myself as my essence, love, and it tells me the lie that my emotions are caused by my trigger. My story, my internal reality, is that someone, put their name in 1C, has done something. I write a short description of what they did. And then I breathe. And then I am reminded that if I am in pain, my thinking is in error. And then on the worksheet, I can put the date of the worksheet, and I can put the number of the worksheet, either which worksheet this is for the day, or if I'm numbering the worksheets from the beginning of how many worksheets I've done in my lifetime. And then I breathe and I check in with my emotional upset level. And I'm encouraged to give it a number from 0, which is no upset, up to 10, which is the most it could be. And at the beginning of the worksheet, I want to check in and rate how intense the negative emotion is or the negative upset is for this worksheet. Number 1D. The truth is, only my thoughts cause my emotional upset. I want to breathe, and I want to focus on the thoughts that I'm using in this worksheet to cause my emotion, The emotion that I wrote in 1B is blank. As I construct this thought, I want to double check. If I pour more of my mind energy into this thought, does it generate the emotion that I put in 1B? Point 1E. I want to punish the object of my attention, the trigger in 1C, by doing what action? And the more honest I can be about my punishment thoughts, whether it's to myself or the other, the more productive this worksheet will be for me. There's also a spot where I can write a punishment thought I might have for myself. Often in my worksheets, the self-punishment thought is that I'm just going to beat myself up emotionally over not doing it right or for having a problem. There's a little release box that says, I now release and surrender myself, my emotions, particularly the ones in this worksheet, the person that I think is causing my upset, my trigger in 1C, my story about what happened and what that person did or didn't do. I surrender my thoughts that are creating my emotions in this worksheet. And I surrender my punishment thoughts, all to the energy of love and creation. Point 2A. I choose to honor truth and willingly face and process out all of the dis-ease producing energies for and from all of my relations and my generations. I take a breath and put a check mark in that box. 2B. I willingly go through the physical, mental, and emotional symptoms of healing. I take a breath and put a check mark in that box. Number 3. My desire, the constructive result, the exact goal that drives my pain perception, is that I want the person named in 1C, whether it's myself or somebody else, to do what? And this needs to be a positively stated goal. I want this person to treat me lovingly and with respect. I want this person to stay with me in the relationship. I want this person to admit they were wrong and make amends. As long as it's stated in the positive, and I filter it out so that I don't put, I want them to stop doing this or that. I want them to not do this or that. State it in the positive. And I want my goal in this worksheet to line up effectively with the emotion I'm feeling, the person or situation that I think is causing my upset, and the thought I'm using to actually generate that negative emotion. And when I create the goal in this worksheet, even if it's an idealistic outcome, it will line up with the emotions, the events, and my thoughts about it, so that if this goal were to happen, I wouldn't even need to pick up this worksheet. And then I write that in number 3, and I take a breath. And then I read a release, beginning with a reminder that if somebody else is the one with the problem, why am I the one with the pain? And then the release is, I cancel my need to be right. I cancel my need to make up another story out of these brain cells or the content in my mind, and use the content of my mind to hallucinate the proof that my fear or my hostility-based story, that my reality is true. I cancel my need to do any of that. And I breathe. Step number 4. I choose love. I choose to focus my attention on my true nature as love, which is my essence. And when I do this, it stirs the love in everyone involved. there's a reminder about the rose and the butterfly story. The rose and the butterfly, we give them both an ego. They fall madly in love. And one day, true to its nature, the butterfly lifts up and flies away. The rose, mistaking its love of the butterfly as the most important thing in its life, uproots itself to chase the butterfly. And obviously the rose dies. We understand that the rose died because it made something else more important than being connected to its source. In this worksheet, we begin with the premise that my source, my true nature, my human being, my life essence is this energy of creation or love. So anytime I focus my mind on thoughts that create a negative emotion, I'm distracting myself from my true nature and I'm initiating my own demise, my own pain. So we ask people to take a breath, close their eyes, and focus on the most loving, the most peaceful, the most safe, the most contented thoughts they have from any memory, recent or distant past, and breathe into that until they feel a shift in their heart space to that warm, loving, safe, happy, joyful energy before moving on to step 5. Repeated reminders to breathe and soften as we focus on our true essence as love and the most peaceful, loving memories we can generate. When ready, we move on to step 5. Step 5A says, when upset, my perception is built out of corrupt data and it's driven by my goal, the goal that's written in number 3 in this worksheet. My perception is a limiting picture constructed out of a maximum of 9 bits of data during the period of time that 10,000 brain cells are firing in the frontal lobes of my brain. And it's estimated that 20 trillion bits of data are hitting my senses. So you get some sense of how limiting the picture is that shows up in my mind, especially when it produces a sensation of pain or fear or anger or any of the negative emotions. By canceling my goal, the replicate mind, that part of my mind that just keeps repeating things, the replicate mind's reality collapses and gives me direct contact with the denied and dissociated parts of my carbon-based memory. It's that part of my carbon-based memory that projects and blames others for its content. So while holding love conscious, active, and present in my mind, I now choose to collapse my mind's lies by willingly canceling my goal in number 3. And here I will write exactly the same words as I wrote for my goal in number 3. And then breathe. Number 5B. I invite some source, some energy, some awareness, some intelligence outside of my conscious logical mind to assist me in this processing. One recommendation in this work is the ancient Aramaic term Ruka Dakucha. Ruka Dakucha means an elemental force specific to humans that each of us has access to, that's there to break off the effects of our errors in thought and guide us to truth and happiness if we just ask it to. You can place in this any word you like: God, light, love, your great grandfather. The key here is to ask, to invite assistance from something outside your conscious logical mind to incline you toward healing, to restore you, to the awareness of your newborn essence as love, to heal your denial about how you're the one creating your own upset, and to heal your capacity to generate the negative emotion in this worksheet that you wrote in 1B. And at each of those places, take a breath and put a check mark in the box. Continue, ask for help in opening a direct, conscious relationship with and gently removing the denied, the dissociated, and projected parts of your carbon-based memory, of that part of your mind that has stored something painful and is now simply replaying it. And then breathe. And as an adjunct to this worksheet process, I offer the following. I ask people to close their eyes and put their pen down and silently repeat what I'm going to say out loud. I cancel my need to be right. Keep the breath moving. I cancel my need for anyone or anything to change, including myself, and I keep my breath moving. I put my conscious logical mind on the shelf for now. I specifically cancel my goal in this worksheet. I keep my breath moving, and I ask to be shown the hidden part of my mind that's actually creating my negative emotion or my recurring negative thought or my physical discomfort. And then I want to breathe. I want to put myself in the most open, allowing, accepting space I can and just breathe and soften as I watch whatever images bubble up. And if an image comes to me of an earlier time in my life, I just want to notice where I am, how old I am, who else is there, and what's happening. And I want to breathe and soften with the recognition that this is all old stuff. It can't hurt me any more than it already has. I've already lived through it. And as I soften and breathe, I can let the associations, let the false negative beliefs about myself bubble to the surface, let the old negative conclusions about myself bubble to the surface, and just soften and allow. It can't hurt me any more than it already has. It's perfectly safe for me to let all of the old memories and associations bubble to the surface where they can get reevaluated with my adult current level awareness added to this younger mindset that was present when I downloaded these energies. So I just gently breathe and remind myself, I cancel my need to be right. I cancel my need for anyone or anything to change. I specifically cancel my goal in this worksheet. I put my conscious logical mind on the shelf for now. I breathe and soften. I open and allow. And I trust that whatever bubbles into awareness in this next few moments or minutes is part of what I need to see to begin to heal here and move forward. And if images come, if memories come, I make a note. If I need to, I allow myself to cry. If I need to, I allow myself to shake with anger. And I breathe and soften and let these energies move through me. And I let that run until I feel like it's run its course, or until I realize that this energy cycle and these thoughts are just going to spin and go nowhere. And breathe and soften. Take another nice deep breath and scan my body and notice the strongest emotion and or the strongest physical sensation that I'm aware of in this moment. And then I write that in 6A. I now feel blank, either the strongest emotion or the strongest physical sensation. And I want to allow myself permission to write, and if images have come up about an event from the past, whether it was a joyful memory, a neutral memory, or a traumatic memory, I want to allow myself to turn the paper over and make as many notes as possible about the images, the emotions, the physical sensations, the details of this memory before it fades away out of conscious awareness. And then in 6B, I can write a word or two or three summary of this image of this memory, but I want to make sure I capture the details on the back of the page. And then in 6C, I ask to be shown a time when I have not fulfilled the goal I had for someone else or myself in this worksheet. So for instance, if my goal was for the person in this worksheet to be honest with me, then I'm asking here in 6C to be shown various times in my life, in the past, recent past, distant past, or currently, where I'm not being completely honest. And if any of those images come to mind, I write them here or make notes about them on the back. And then I breathe. And now I want to do a release that says, I commit to love, the capital L love, the essence of my nature, the creative energy extending in form. I commit to living a fully human life from the awareness of that true nature. So to help achieve this, I do a mass canceling of all of the times I've ever wanted the goal in this worksheet from anyone else in my life. And I take a breath and I put a check mark in that box and I write my initials in that box. I'm giving permission for my mind, for a higher power, for the whoever I've invited to help me in this worksheet, to remind me to cancel the ongoing canceling of goals for any time I've wanted this goal from anyone in my past. Just as I've invited that higher intelligence to show me times when I have violated this goal. And in that process, I open myself to compassion for the other when I begin to realize that there are times in my life where I haven't been able to live up to the goal that I set for this person. Then I want to breathe and move to number 7. And number 7 says, a principle of the universe is that by giving, I get the original first. So I want to breathe and soften and remind myself that it's a good thing for me to be grateful for this opportunity to heal. And I want to choose the actual truth, actuality itself, capital T truth. I'm going to choose to focus on perfect love, this energy of creation extending through me. And I'm going to offer to the person, the target of this worksheet, that I structure a truly loving goal toward them that's based on the goal I had for them in this worksheet. So for instance, if my goal for them was to be honest with me, and in 6C, I recognize that there are times in my life, in the recent or distant past, that I was not completely honest. And I'm still judging myself negatively for that. And that's creating anger or frustration or sadness within me. The goal I might offer here is that I do 2 more worksheets on the anger or sadness that I have about times when I have been less than honest. We like to have the goal be something that I can accomplish in the next waking period so as not to create unwarranted or unproductive stress in my life. And then I want to soften and breathe and put a check mark in that box. I want to notice that in the beginning of the worksheet, I had a goal for somebody else to do something so that I could feel better. And at the end of the worksheet in number 7, I'm choosing a goal for myself to accomplish so that I can feel better. And then from that space of feeling better and connecting with my true nature, that loving energy, I can extend that loving energy to the other person. Then I want to take a breath and scan my body and notice what my emotional upset level is now. And I want to be honest. If it's stayed the same or gotten more intense, I want to make sure that I write that. If it's gotten less intense, I want to write that. If it's changed from anger to sadness, I want to make that note. And then I want to assess whether or not I feel this was a successful wake-up sheet and put a check mark in this box and take a breath. And if you have questions or comments about this, you can get practically endless amounts of information absolutely free at whyagain.org, or check out the Mindshifters radio program and the archive. There's over 9 years of 5 days a week, 1 hour a day, teaching these tools at whyagain.org, whyagain.org. Thank you for listening.